Penguin Random House Audio presents The Smoke Thieves by Sally Green. Read for you by Charlie Anson, Pippa Bennett-Warner, Yasmin Page, Daniel Wayman, and Asa Butterfield. It is illegal to buy, trade in, procure, obtain by any means, inhale, swallow, or use in any fashion the smoke from demons. Laws of Pretoria, Volume 1, Chapter 43, Part 1.
Tash, Northern Plateau, Pretoria. Everything ready? No, this is a figment of your imagination and I've been sitting on my arse all day eating honey. Tash was adjusting the rope so its knotted end was a hand's breadth above the bottom of the pit. A bit lower, Gravel said. I'm not blind. You need to check it. Tash turned on Gravel. I know what I need to do. Gravel always got serious and pernickety at this stage, and it only now occurred to Tash that it was because he was scared. Tash was scared too, but it didn't help to think that Gravel wasn't far off shitting in his pants as well. Not nervous, are you? She asked. Gravel muttered. Why should I be nervous? You're the one it'll catch first. By the time it's done with you, I'll be long gone. It was true, of course. Tash was the bait. She lured the demon into the trap, and Gravel finished it off. Tash was 13 and had been demon bait since Gravel bought her from her family 4 years ago. He turned up one sunny day, the hugest, hairiest man she'd ever seen, saying he'd heard that they had a girl who was a fast runner, and told her he'd give her 5 kopecks if she could run to the trees before the harpoon he threw hit the ground. Tash thought it must be a trick.